What's good, Podcast Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the AMG Podcast. I'm your host, AMG Float, aka ISO Float. Once again, I got my co-host with me, AMG Juice. Say what's up.
What's good with y'all, boys? It's your boy, Ju. Say what's up.
Ooh, that boy just lagged up. But, I don't even know.
Is he froze?
Nah, I think he moving. Yeah, he moving.
Oh, I thought he was froze.
It's your boy AMG Chronicle, aka Chronicle. Say what's up, John.
What's up, bro? It's your AMG Overdose. Let's get it, bro.
I thought that nigga said, bro.
All right, bro. So we on our multiples of three once again. So we back with another random episode. We just talking about, you know what I'm saying, anything that just pop up on the dome. And y'all had anything in mind that lately going on y'all want to talk about?
Hey, Judah, shout out, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. No cow. My boy Bryson Tiller just dropped the album today, man. Maybe an hour ago. I ain't even had a chance to listen to it, man. Anniversary. I think it's about 9-10 songs, man. Anniversary by Bryson Tiller, man. Make sure y'all go check it out, bro. As soon as we got the pod, I'm listening to that bit. So make sure y'all check it out, man.
Oh, so we shouting out artists. That's what we doing. Man, if we doing that, bro, my boy Tory Lanez just dropped the album not too long ago. Y'all check that bit out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag he innocent. Hashtag fuck that bitch, shoot that bitch again. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Bro. That nigga Taylor think he a light-skinned nigga. Y'all see these two covers, bro?
He did it on purpose, too, bro.
I know it's clean, but it's still, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
People been waiting on him to drop an album for a long time.
Bro,
his last album was like in what, 2016?
Time, bro.
I'm looking at his, whatchamacallit.
Let me look
right
at
now.
It. Let's see. It's 2015, bro.
2015. So it's been 5 years.
2015, bro.
And then he just dropped the damn deluxe for Trap Soul. Trap Soul came out back in, we was in high school.
2015, bro.
Yeah, Trap Soul.
No, he dropped one after that, though. That wasn't his last album. Trap Soul was his first.
You probably thinking about a mixtape.
No. Now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He dropped You Don't Like It. What's the name of the album?
You're talking about True to Self.
True to Self.
True to Self, yeah.
Yeah,
that was like in what year?
2017.
Yeah, okay. 17. That was his last album.
Yeah.
True to Self. He dropped Trap Soul, True to Self, and this is his third album.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, bro, you know, even though he got the deluxe, it took away the version of the original Trap Soul date. So it says 2020. But Trap Soul.
We know it was way back when, though.
I hope that mug good. Y'all already know. Finna be singing y'all ear off in the party.
Oh, I know it's good, bro. I just got to listen. He got a feature with Drake, too.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh, I like this album got to be good, bro. And it's crazy. It's only like 10 songs, bro.
Yeah, it's only like 10 songs, like 9-10 songs. He's been gone for 3 years, and he's only got 10 songs. But I'm going to show them Jordan 10 songs. Now, cow.
How
you know you're going to enjoy it, bro? You don't need any
I fuck with Tiller, bro. Then he got a song with Drake. Bryson Tiller and Drake on the same song, bro.
What if it just smacked?
If it do, then I'm very disappointed. But I have never been disappointed by Bryson Tiller. Not on a feature, not on a song, not on nothing. So I'm pretty sure.
So you like both his albums, bro?
Oh yeah, I love both his albums actually.
I can listen to Trap Soul more than I can True to Self.
Nah, I like Bryson Tiller for real, bro.
That my boy.
That boy got it.
What y'all think about the whole Meg and Tory situation since Trey brought it up?
There's a bunch of he said, she said type shit going on right now.
Now, what?
I'm talking about as far as like big names, and then people are talking about this got hush money here, and then this person is talking about why she gets shot and no Aries got hit or all this, and then, bro, it's a whole bunch of he said, she said, bro. But, I mean, it's not like he's telling everybody that he didn't do it, though.
We should really write all this down, bro, and do a 2020 recap at the end, bro. No cap.
That man said 2020 recap.
2020 recap.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
2020 recap right here. coronavirus, Kobe died. That's it.
R.I.P., bro.
The significant.
Chadwick Boseman.
That's it.
Bro. The significant things.
Chadwick Boseman. Wait.
That man.
I forgot about Chadwick Boseman.
Taylor.
I forgot about Chadwick Boseman.
George Floyd.
He missed a whole bunch of names.
Black Lives Matter movement.
Can I reiterate?
No.
2020 recap. Coronavirus. Kobe died. Chadwick Boseman died. Black Lives Matter movement. And if you sum it all up, that's 2020.
It's been music.
We didn't talk about the murder hornets.
That wasn't long last.
Like I said, significant. Like I said, significant. Did you watch the debate?
I heard about the debate.
That ain't nothing significant about nothing. That they would have sitting there.
That man trying to say the murder hornet's not significant, bro. My auntie, cousin, baby mama, granddaddy died from a murder hornet.
Oh, he trying to tie. That's a good one. That nigga Trey tweaking.
He not taking me serious.
Shut the fuck up.
See, this is why I don't fuck with him, bro.
But that's the whole 2020 recap.
He don't care about nobody but himself.
You my girl or something, bro? What?
Bro.
This nigga.
Why you trying to make shit gay, bro?
This nigga insensitive. He don't care about nobody but himself. That's what my girl would say, bro. Chill. You know what I'm saying? You good, bro.
Your girl been telling you this and you still ain't worked on it. That's a shame.
No, she has never told me that, but I'm saying that's something that she would say. You hear that from a girl.
What you got?
But anywho.
Chill
for her, bro. No. Hey.
Hey, you got your cap. You got your cap, bro.
My cap over there, bro.
You got it, bro. Hey, that's the new every time I'm be like, hey, you wear the cap.
Every time somebody line, bro, cause y'all nigga.
Wear a hat, nigga.
But bro, with the Tory Lanez stuff though, bro, like the case and stuff, that's really like they business. Like the only reason it's just cause they famous. Like if that was somebody else, you wouldn't really be hearing about it. And then the whole point is like people trying to cancel him and all that stuff. Like, first of all, like I think that an artist should be separate from their art. Like, what somebody do, like if they make good music, like if they kill somebody, but they still got good music. If I want to listen to that music, I'm gonna listen to that music. They can be writing in jail. That ain't got nothing to do with the music. You feel me?
Like, well, but ain't it like the whole thing is like what the person sell themselves on, like as an overall person? Like it's you can't be separate from it because it's you, like all the way around.
If you in it, sure, yeah, it's you in it. But at the same time, like there's people, there's ghostwriters, so you never know who writing what for who.
That's
so
true.
Of course there will be some of the artists in it, but at the same time, you don't truly know them. You don't know like their personality, what type of person they are, if they're a good person, bad person behind the scenes. You don't know that. You just listening to the music. So just do that. Listen to the music. And then if you want to cancel somebody, if you really want to cancel somebody, all that going on Twitter, oh, he canceled, da 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 da. Like that's bullshit. If you really gonna cancel somebody, you wouldn't talk about it. You'll just do it. You'll do it yourself. You don't need to get other people online to try to validate you and do something with you. Like that's sheep mentality. You want to see what everybody else doing.
That boy trying to sound like Adrian. But you wanna know what's crazy though? Trump and the first lady just test positive for COVID.
My mama just showed me that, bro.
That's crazy, bro. He called Joe Budden a dumbass for having his mask on the top of the stage.
He called who?
Joe Biden. He was listening to the debate. With people around, bro.
Without a mask, apparently.
That's crazy. I mean, isn't it to be expected,
and people,
though?
And people still gonna vote for him, though.
Isn't it to be expected, though? I mean...
But, I mean, this is the same guy that thinks, like if we just quit testing, coronavirus just gonna disappear. That's the same guy that actually said that, though. So, what do you expect from him? people still gonna vote for him, even though he said some bull stuff like that. But
yeah, I ain't even trying to get into no politics. I don't mess with politics, cause that's bro.
Are you going anybody
in politics? Yeah, but I'm like, I don't want to talk about politics, cause nobody in politics is good. You feel me?
It's a whole controversy. Who you are.
Obama, bro.
Hey, he done did some stuff. He done made some promises that he didn't. But that's how the game go, though. Like, all the promises that they make, it would be impossible for them to fulfill all those promises. But at the same time, you know, that's how politics goes. So I just don't mess with politics.
But you know, and they then, say, like I go ahead. Keep
what
going.
You finna say?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, bro, like, I feel like the period, like, during that time, like, just the debates and stuff, like, I feel like it could be more, like, to know who you're electing as your leader of your country, like to get to know them more as a person, like what their morals are, what they stand for, more than just, oh, slandering people, dragging their name through the dirt, or I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent, blah, blah, blah. Like all that stuff. Like I really feel like the party is like, you shouldn't even have a party. Cause like, that's just like, cause some people, like a majority of people in this country, bro, like they don't even, a lot of people don't even understand the difference between Democrats and Republicans and what the foundation of the different parties is. Like they might think, oh, Republicans are white people and Democrats are black people. Or some people might think Republicans are rich and Democrats are poor. Like it's more to it than just that. So it's like, I really feel like the party system, like it's got to be reevaluated or dissolved or something. Like let a candidate stand on their own 2 feet and really show what they want to do as far as the policies they want to make and the changes they want to bring about, and not just stand behind this party, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, lifting them up. Like, do it on your own.
But if that's, like, the case, then it's like, where your credentials at? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because he had no credentials, like.
I know you're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, like that's crazy, bro. Like I tell y'all all the time, bro. Like, no disrespect, I love this man as a person, but when I was in high school, we had a coach. He went from the assistant of the girls basketball coach to assistant on the girls basketball team. He went from the assistant coach of the girls to the head coach of the boys. Those credentials don't stack up for you to do that. Like, that's like, I love him as a person, but as a coach, no, you ain't have the credentials. Like, that's kind of the same thing with Trump. He in his position, and you really wasn't, like, you ain't got no preparation for this. Like, he just doing whatever he want to do. And then the thing is, bro, like, this was just the first year, like, the first set of 4 years. If he get reelected, like, that's when, like, stuff really hit the fan if it's a really bad president, because it's your last 4 years. It's your last time to really just get wild and do what you want to do. So anything that didn't happen now because of him, that's nothing of what's to come if he get real.
Hey, bro, I got a question, dude. Why can't the man be the head coach of the girls and then be the head coach of the boys, bro? Why don't he got credentials?
Yes. It's the assistant coach of the girls and then the head coach of the boys.
So yeah. You don't think he was that good? That's what you're saying.
Bro, first of all,
as a coach, because coach, like, what if you just could keep it separate? Like, you could coach. You can coach. If you can't, you can't coach. Like,
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what he was good at. He was good at watching film and seeing what the other team did, what their tendencies and stuff was. And, like, he was good at that. But that, like, he was really good at that. But as far as just a coach in general, like, at that, you get a B plus, A minus. But as a overall coach, you get a C. No, he wasn't a good coach.
I see what you said.
And then plus, like, it's just kind of hard to expect him to even be in a coach when you come from that. Like, he probably was never a head coach of any team, any basketball team before. And then all of a sudden, he's the head coach of a high school boys basketball team. Like,
so you saying he not good at, like, interacting with the boys and, like, camaraderie and shit like that? Like, bringing the team.
I ain't saying that.
He just good at, like, watching the film.
No, like I said, I love him as a person. Like, and he was a good, like, he interacted with us well. But I'm saying, like, as far as you're the coach, like, you can have players on the team that's a leader, but at the same time, you're the leader. Like, at the end of the day, the coach is the leader. You lead the team. You galvanize the team. Like, you over every, like, you controlling everything. You coming to the players, asking them questions and stuff. Like, that's setting a bad precedent. Like, you should be making these decisions. Like, you asking other players to make decisions based on whether a person gets kicked off the team or not. That don't really make sense. The coach asking other players about another player getting kicked off, and then, like, just
that's not you
running,
job.
You not really just implementing different things well. Like, you running the starters into the ground, like, only five people get to play the whole game, just about, like. But just different things. But like I say, though, like, what's that was, like, man? It's almost like if you throw somebody in and they doing a trial run versus professionals, like, how much do you expect, though? Like, he should have never been put in that situation if he didn't have the proper preparation.
True.
Yeah. Got you, bro.
But, yeah. I just feel like it could be.
What if that was his trial run?
Hmm?
What if that was that nigga trial run? Like, what if they was like, all right, go see if you can do this shit?
But I'm saying, though, bro, like. Excuse me. Like, a doctor or a dentist couldn't do that. You couldn't go from being a nurse to all of a sudden they like, hey, come be the head doctor at this hospital and come operate on some people. You can't do that. Like, in any other profession, that's not happening. And any other, like, even just in coaching, like, I don't know anywhere else that's happened before. Y'all know anywhere else that's happened before? You go from being the assistant on one team to the head coach of another team.
I ain't gonna lie.
I wish one of our assistant
from a girls team to a head of a boys team.
I wish one of our coaches were like my boy. Shout out to my boy, Coach Stinson. I wish he would have stepped up to a head coach. He wanted to. I wish he did. That's the only person that I wish. That was an assistant position to move up to head position. Because, I mean,
that disrespected my man.
Because, I mean, he was basically damn near the head coach.
No, he really did everything, bro.
But, I mean, the coaches that I've seen so far, I had baseball coaches. They'll go from assistant coach for the baseball team and then head coach for the softball and then so forth and so forth.
But that's reverse.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, like, that's my experience with it.
Yeah, it would be like if, so that would be like assistant coach of softball becoming head coach of baseball. You never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about coaches, what y'all think about Deion Sanders getting this coaching position and JSU of all places?
To me, bro, I was just like, what the fuck? Why would he come to Jackson State, bro? Like, out of
they
all
must
places,
be paying him, boy.
I don't even know. Like,
gotta be, bro.
Does he want to do what he want to do or something? Like, it gotta be like some under the table.
Does he get free reign? Plus, yeah, he getting paid real
that's
well.
That's what I'm talking about. They're like, bro, you can do whatever the fuck you
want
to do.
Bring whoever in you want to. Yeah, your whole coaching staff, you can.
Don't even
kick everybody off, bring your whole staff in. If you want your family to stay on campus, okay, cool. If you want rename Jackson State University to Deion Sanders State University, do all that. Like whatever you want, just come to JSU.
That's what I think happened, bro.
Y'all dragging, bro.
I think that's
bro, maybe not that extreme, but I feel like, yeah.
Hey, I'm happy, though. I ain't gonna
whatever it is, whatever going on, bro, at the end of the day, like, that's some, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing for HBCUs, bro. Because higher caliber players that want to come play for him.
There's going to be some high caliber players who want to play against that nigga, too.
That's what I was, bro. Like, even though I go to Jackson State and shit like that, but me hearing that and I'm on an opposing team, I would be like, oh, I am so ready to beat the fuck out of them, bro. I am so ready to beat the fuck out of them.
Beep.
No cap. Beep.
Oh, that nigga, bro. That's true, though, bro.
I heard Alcorn for the recruit, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about them talking to...
They recruit.
Talking to Payne Manning. I heard that, too. I heard that.
What is going on down here? Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Nah, I'm cap. But that'll be dope, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you heard that?
Nah, I'm saying that'd be dope, though, bro. That'd be dope, though.
I can see it.
Oh, shoot.
That man said they talking to Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
Soon as I heard that, bro, god damn.
Y'all don't think Deion Sanders is higher up than Peyton Manning?
Why would Peyton Manning come coach at a HBCU?
Why would Deion Sanders come coach at? I mean, you said the same thing about him. Because he's black? I mean, that don't mean nothing.
Yes, nigga, what the fuck? That don't... Yes.
That's a strong enough reason, bro.
Yes, it's a strong enough reason. It's an HBCU.
Because I'm black?
That's not the point, bro. Like, he's trying to build Jackson State back up, bro. Like, look how terrible Jackson State is right now. And if he build
they
him
used
up,
to be cold. They used
that's
to be
gonna
cold.
Make him look real, that's going to make him look real good. And plus, with his name, like I said, it'll bring higher caliber players to Jackson State. That's just like with Mikey Williams saying that he wanted to go to, that he was thinking about going to an HBCU. Like, that type thing. Like, putting more empowerment to HBCUs. Because black athletes could have gone to HBCUs all alone.
That's the thing, though. Like, he could have picked any other HBCU, like I'm for real, like out of all the HBCUs,
he got some strong incentives.
He picked Jackson State, like out of all of them, you don't even got to go to Howard, you can go to the other ones, though. Like, it's a bunch of them hoes. Why Jackson State?
What school Deion Sanders went to?
That's a good question. Let's see.
No idea, bro.
No idea.
Let's see.
You can take your head off now, bro.
Excuse you, bro.
You can take your head off now, dude.
Nah, bro.
Hey, bro, I saw this thing that said Terrell Owens is joining his coaching staff, and I was like, why the heck?
That's cap.
I thought you was looking up where he went, bro.
Yeah, I am, bro.
Deion Sanders came out, and he said that was cap.
It don't say. Hold on.
This nigga laughing at, bro.
Who?
That nigga crying. Crying, you straight, bro?
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm good, bro. Sheesh.
Why? This man taking forever, bro.
Hey, bro. Look, it's really not coming up, bro.
I got you, bro. God damn.
I thought that man was going to be at a... A loud ass silence, no cap.
College,
Florida State.
It took you that long, man. I forgot how to spell Deion. Deion Sanders. Whew.
He went Florida to Florida, State. Bro.
Wow.
That nigga went to a PWI.
Hey, shout out! Hey, shout out, Stuart Reese, bro. He at Florida State right now, bro. He my line brother, bro. Okay.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. Shout out, Stuart Little, bro. That nigga, the truth, man.
Hey, for chill sure. out, bro.
What,
oh, my
bad.
Chill out,
bro.
He said
his Stuart name. Reese's.
Sorority,
the Stuart bro. Reese's cup.
Hey,
Stuart Reese's cup.
All right, Trey.
Oh, oh.
That nigga said sorority, bro.
They gonna come looking for me, bro. All
right, cool.
All right, Trey.
I be waiting on him at the door in a towel, bro.
In what? A towel. Hey, that's that gate.
But any who?
Man.
Hey, bro.
Bro, why we had that? What you finna say, dude?
Nah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, why we had that dead silence. I should have took that brief intermission to go on here. And you know what I'm saying? Once again, remind y'all, keep muscle back in y'all.
Muscle back, push it back.
Yes, sir. I thought we were supposed to do that at the end, bro.
Yeah, that man tripping, bro. How
you just we throw it in the middle?
I'll throw it in the middle now because at the end, you know what I'm saying, I got a rant to go on about how my day went. So I might forget about Muscleback if I get too into the rant, you feel me? So I ain't want to forget to let people know to pray for her and her dry pussy, you feel me?
Okay.
Because it's dry. Okay. Really dry.
Let's go ahead and get to the title. I'm going to tell y'all, bro, I was talking to some of my coworkers at work. I'm going to tell y'all some of my personal, you know what I'm saying, see opinions on, you know, on Jordan and basketball real quick. I got a whole little list right here, man. Let me tell y'all real quick.
Where does this come from?
It's just random, but I honestly do want to hear y'all, like, you know, see opinion on it. But listen, though, just shut up and listen. I said, Jerry Krause is the most successful figure in Bulls history. Do y'all agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Jonathan?
Please say that one more time.
Jerry Krause is the most successful figure in Bulls history. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
I disagree.
Why you disagree, bro? Go ahead. Please enlighten me.
So it's not Jordan, bro?
No.
Why would it? I mean, why are you just saying Jordan? Because he's Jordan? I mean, what's your point of saying that?
Yeah.
No.
Jerry Krause is Jerry Krause.
There's but no when you Jordan think about without the Bulls, Jerry Krause.
But when you think about the Bulls, the first thing you think about is Michael Jordan.
If you just simply don't know basketball.
But overall, though, that's the thing.
Yeah, because you probably
he's the biggest figure on the Bulls. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, out of everybody that you know, out of everyone, it's gonna be Mike.
No, bro. Because in history, they wanted Jordan to be the face of the NBA so that they could make the NBA more marketable and more friendly to the consumers, bro. So they overshadowed Jerry Krause. Yes, they overshadowed him in history and wrote him off. And they. Bro, but the point is, you don't get to see all the things that he did for the Bulls franchise, bro. Like, bro.
Hold up, John. I mean, but John, do you realize, like, there is no Jordan without Jerry Krause?
I wouldn't say that. I really wouldn't say that, because I think that he would have got to the league no matter what and still been cold ahead.
When I say that is
Jerry Krause delivered him.
What I say by that, John, even if he does, like, you know, come to the league or whatever, he's not going on 2-3-peats without Jerry Krause. I don't care what team you on, he's not going on 2-3-peats without Jerry Krause. Because Jerry Krause put all those pieces right around him, from the coach to like, you know, all other pieces. Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Steve Kerr. Like, he put everybody right around Jordan. So that team was successful. Because prior to all them people, Jordan was first round exit, second round exit consistently up until they got Scottie Pippen.
But to be honest, I mean, even if that was the case, like, that come with the job to, like, not be noticed on that level sometimes.
That's true, but I'm saying, like,
answer your question, that's clearly Mike, though.
Repeat the question.
The question, what I said was, what do I remember the question, but just statement.
Who
but
the
I
biggest said, figure?
Do y'all agree?
Chicago Bulls.
Jerry Krause is the most successful figure in Bulls history.
Oh, my bad.
Most successful. Yes.
The most successful.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
most
know.
Most known? Michael, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Most known is Mike. Most successful? He had a successful career. Like, he's definitely legendary and known as the best. Like,
because of Jerry Krause, though. Jerry Krause saw.
Oh, shoot.
Mike can't do it by himself. Let me just grab Scott. Wasn't Scott like a dang second round pick? Late first, something like that. He was not good going into the league too much at all. Bro, but he saw that talent that he drafted. But anyways.
Hey, speaking of this though, the guy who worked with the Clippers, you know who I'm talking about, Trey? He what's his name? Was it Jerry West? Is that who it is?
Yeah, he's still there.
He consult for the Clippers, bro. Hey, he really good too at like working behind the scenes.
And he in the office, yeah.
Bro, he has really turned them around, bro.
Oh yeah,
for real.
But
and he did that with the Lakers too when Kobe was there.
I'm gonna give a little side note. That was the only one that I just 100% agree with. The other ones I was saying to try to like, you know, make niggas mad. Okay, but I still try to hear what I'm saying, bro. I said there's no Jordan without Pippen. I agree with that too. As far as championships, he's not doing that without Scottie Pippen by his side at all. You disagree, John? Okay. But then I said Steve Kerr and John Paxson saved Jordan's legacy. Y'all agree with that?
Facts.
John?
I think he was still gonna be a cold ass nigga regardless, bro.
That's your answer to everyone.
What do you mean save his legacy, bro? He was okay, legendary. Like what? What? He was still gonna be legendary, bro.
Let me ask you this, John. You know, okay, Charles Barkley. Okay. Great player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he had won 6 championships, what would you think of him?
First, I'd be like, who was on his team? That's like, if he was behind Michael Jordan, then I'd be like, okay, nigga, and...
Not behind Michael, but I'm saying...
But yeah, you would think of him as better.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, because it's like, them rings... mean something, and I mean those two people, Steve Kerr, John Paxson, they did hit some, like, you know, timely shots to win those games. So that's why I say that. But I don't necessarily 100% agree with that, but you know, it's kind of you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they definitely helped a lot, but I don't think that, like, just because, even if they didn't make those shots, like, even if he lost the game, he would have lost the game, bro.
You said what?
He would have just lost the game. It's just like LeBron. Like, when LeBron lost in the finals and stuff like that, like, he would have lost. It would have been a great player who lost, bro. Everybody would have been like, oh, man.
He did lose in the finals. He was a great player that lost.
The but only indictment.
Mike lost in the finals?
Because of Steve Kerr, and he didn't lose because of Steve Kerr and John Paxson.
Well... that's what I'm saying. But if he did lose, he would have just lost, bro. And then it would have been like, is he going to do it next year?
If he lose, his legacy can't take a hit, because the only indictment against LeBron James, 3-6 in the finals. That's the only thing people can say bad about LeBron James, his whole career. So if Jordan would have lost.
But at the same time, Jordan, like, he left the league, bro. He might have, like, he could have won more.
Talk about that. I hate when people say that.
They wouldn't beating the Rockets.
They was not beating them Rockets. John, okay. Do you actually know what happened?
Who was on the Rockets
throughout that span? Hakeem Olajuwon and Kenny the Jet Smith and some more nice role players.
I got you, bro.
Even if, look, Hakeem, it don't Rock, matter. Run, he could have still Smith, played.
Sam Cassell, Vernon Maxwell, Otis Thorpe. And then, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, they traded out Otis Thorpe and got Clyde Drexler when they went for the second championship. And they had Robert Horry.
John.
Just,
they could have played. It don't matter. Look, he could have still.
Yeah, they could have played.
Like, ain't nobody expect Miami to be in the finals, like, right now.
Like, all this stuff that you saying, bro, like, I thought he was, I've been joking, agreeing with him. I've been joking. None of the stuff that he's saying, I don't agree with any of it. But this right here, this is serious. I want everybody to know this serious. The Rockets, if Jordan went to play baseball and they would have played them Rockets those 2 years, the Rockets was going to win. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, people like, they would have won 8 straight. No, the hell they wouldn't.
But anywho, he would have had more records. Does that make sense? Like, even if he would have got, like, to the real far in the playoffs, he would have had more records.
You mean he would have had more accolades?
Yeah, so he could have still built his legacy even without winning the championship, per se.
So you think that 6-0 in the finals, the way it is now, versus, what would that be, 4-2? With more playoff accolades and more regular season accolades, but he's still 4-2 versus 6-0.
No,
you think which one you prefer? 6-0, right?
Who said that he was gonna lose the ones that he did win? Like, why would you take him
6-2?
My bad, I said that wrong. 6-2, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah, 6-0 with the accolades he got now versus 6-2. With more regular season and playoff accolades, but he got those two losses. So which one is better?
6-2 to me.
You think 6-2 is better?
I think he should have played more games, bro. With the accolades, bro, like he would have, his legacy would have been still solidified, bro.
It would have been solidified. There's nothing that wouldn't solidify, but we're talking about, see, it's not just about, when you're talking about Jordan, it's not just about the legacy. His legacy is solidified, but we're talking about being the greatest player of all time. That's what's in jeopardy if he would have lost those two games. Cause like 6-2, then LeBron 3-6. He probably for another one, 4-6. So he creeping in there closer and closer.
6-2 is still like great.
It's great, but I'm saying.
And then
saying,
if we were talking about championships, don't Bill Russell got like the most championships or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, I mean, don't count.
He was the only black dude in the league, bro.
Nah, because the NBA, NBA merger, all that, bro.
Hey, Philadelphia 76ers, Dr. J, bro. That man was cold, bro.
Maybe not.
True.
Damn, this nigga Trey said that he don't agree with nothing I just said. Y'all niggas is crazy. The Jerry Krause point, I believe that for sure. Because there is no 2-3 piece without Jerry Krause, but whatever. And then when I said there are no 6 championships without Pippen,
Pause real quick. So just like you said, I'm gonna tell you why. Just like you say Jerry Krause the most successful, but just like you say there's no Jordan without Pippen, there's no Krause without Jordan, because look at all the success he had, but when they left, where was all that success? He didn't get more pieces and rebuild another dynasty. No, they just faded away.
Who drafted Jordan?
It was Krause, right?
Yeah.
So why couldn't he draft another star is what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? And it's not like he had the first pick.
It's a two-way street. It's not a one-way.
Because who went first in that draft, bro?
I don't know.
Went at the center.
It was a king.
Oh, it was a king.
Look, so if you had the choice between to pick him and Jordan, who would he would have picked, bro? Probably would have picked the king.
You talking about between Jordan and Elijah?
Yeah, he probably would have picked
the king. They probably would have still had success.
They would have.
But whatever.
I mean, honestly, if Hakeem went there, we would have been different pieces around Joy. We probably be talking about Hakeem, the greatest player of all time.
Exactly.
And Joy would have never got a pick.
But at the same time, it was a reason that they marketed Mike. Like, there was a reason because he was shorter and he was a guard. And more people could kind of like relate to him instead of a big center. Because they had a lot of centers, because that's when the league was ran through the center.
Yeah. So he basically like, you know.
So basically, it's still what you did, Trey. They needed each other.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a whole lot with that, like entertainment and all that stuff, like saying he's flying and all that with the tongue out. It's just marketability.
Right. So.
But yeah, I don't agree with nothing that you said.
Then the Pippen point, Jordan said from his own mouth, he would not have point, six rings without
that one I agree with.
That yeah, because Jordan said that himself. He would not have six rings without Pippen. So that's that one I that's got to be true.
Nobody doing it by themselves.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And everything else I said was a bunch of baloney. I said. No, bitch. Shut up and listen. I shut up and listen, bitch. I said Pippen was the Batman. I said Calvin Cambridge is a greater player than Michael Jordan.
You said Pippen was the Batman? Hold on. Keep starting over from Pippen was the Batman.
I said Pippen was the Batman. And then I said Calvin Cambridge is a greater player than Michael Jordan.
Is that the man who played like Mike?
He said he don't know Calvin Cambridge? Bow Wow?
Like Mike.
Okay. Whoa.
Sardines.
And you call yourself a basketball. Stop.
Sardines. But
okay. Okay, one more, one more, one more. That's what I'm saying, bro. Come on now. One more, one more.
Keep going.
And lastly, I said Jesus Shuttlesworth would give a prime Michael Jordan a business. That's what I said, boy. And I agree with everything I said 110%. Like Mike. Yeah, like Calvin.
Joking.
No, like he Calvin. Calvin was flying, boy. How old was that boy like? Joking, how old was Calvin Jordan? 15, 14?
That man said
he went to the NBA.
Nobody know who that is, bro.
No, you don't know Calvin Cambridge. For some reason, you call yourself a basketball player. You don't know Calvin Cambridge. Any other basketball player know Calvin Cambridge.
I promise.
If anybody else,
on Twitter poll, and we was like, do you know who Calvin Cambridge is, bro? Most people, it's going to be more no's than yes.
Jonathan, do you agree with this dude?
Oh no, that's a good
who ain't
question.
Seen like Mike, bro? Like, come
bro,
on,
bro. Just, no, listen. Y'all know who Bow Wow is, right? But if someone say Calvin Cambridge, do you know who that is?
Oh, you don't be on Twitter. Them Twitter niggas, they know. They be on this shit. They be like, come on, bro. It's Calvin. Like, you really sound crazy. That's a bunch of blasphemy you saying right now. Just because you don't know Calvin Cambridge, don't mean nobody else in the world know Calvin Cambridge. That sound crazy. Like everybody has seen like Mike.
I've seen like Mike. I don't know who Calvin Cambridge is.
Then you ain't seen like Mike. Regardless.
I've seen like Mike.
I don't know who Calvin Cambridge is. That shit just let me take my fucking glasses off, bro. That nigga stupid. Fuck wrong with that nigga, man.
Damn.
On me. But anyways. Say some dumb shit, dog. Anyway, yeah, bro. You know, I just wanted to, you know, get that out of there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that out of there. You know what I'm saying? Say it, I'm saying. I had to get some opinions on. Well, at least John know basketball. I had to get some opinions on John, you know what I'm saying? See what John had to say about that, man. But yeah, bro.
That was a major waste of time. Speaking of time, what we looking like now? 43. Ah, that's perfect, bro. So, how y'all days were today, bro?
Speaking of a waste of time.
Hey, I got a question. Jew, 1998. That's when you was born, bro. Is that why you got the sweatshirt, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when we get old, bro, we're going to be older here, bro, because everybody going to think that it's going to be like 2000 babies. Nah, and then we're going to be like the end of 1990s, bro.
Facts.
It's just the fact that you said when we get old, we're gonna be old as hell.
It'll be alright, dude. Y'all know what I mean, bro.
It'll be alright.
But alright, everybody. She wanna talk. Let her have the flow. Go ahead, Trey. It's all you, bro.
Where that girl that he talking about?
That man was speaking of a waste of time. This is going to be a waste of time, but go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Bro, like I was saying, y'all, how y'all days was, bro? Y'all, anything interesting happened to y'all, bro?
Nope.
Other than me cracking my phone, fuck no. Hey, that spicy chicken nugget at McDonald's, that shit smack, no cap.
I did try it, bitches.
Them bitches smack, bro. No cap.
Wendy's are better though, but yeah, I had
Wendy's is better, bro.
I heard the newer version of the spicy chicken nugget. Them bitches too hot. You can't even taste.
Hey, mine was burnt, bro. Hey, I had some and they were burnt. They were burnt, bro. They were real crispy. Y'all like
trash.
But I ain't gonna lie though. That's the you know what I'm saying. I fucking with the
McDonald's. Trey, you not fucking with the nuggets, bro.
They aight.
Nah,
they
you was like they burned and you was like
you fuck? Ain't fucking with the nuggets, bro.
Yeah. Some burnt nuggets, bro.
I mean shit. I'm talking about McDonald's nuggets.
Oh, you like your nuggets burnt.
Nigga, I'm talking about the nuggets, period, nigga. You ain't tried the McDonald's spicy nuggets.
I didn't say I wasn't fucking with the nuggets. You was like, I had some burnt ones, and then you made a noise. I wasn't fucking with the burnt nuggets or the noise you made.
So what you think about the... Have you tried it, though? The McDonald's spicy chicken nuggets?
Spicy nuggets? Nah, bro. Fuck.
You gotta go to your... All right, bro. My day was good.
He want to talk about his day.
Yeah, bro. He want to talk
about his day.
Hey,
so y'all got fucked by
some of y'all. That's how fast I did that, bro.
He didn't care about your day.
Hey, my day been good, bro.
Nail. I hope whatever he got to say is fucking entertaining, bro. I hope it's entertaining, bro.
Nah,
because he waiting to say
it, bro. Some spicy chicken nuggets, bro. That ain't me, bro. Like, I want some spicy chicken. I go get a spicy delicious Chick-fil-A, bro.
I'm going to smack, too.
Chick-fil-A smack, too.
But, I mean, Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
All right, what's up, Trey? Bro. How was your day, nigga?
My day, bro. Trash. I already knew it was gonna be some shit, bro. Cause I woke up, I ain't had no message on my phone. Usually I get a text message say come to work at 12. So I'm like, all right, she probably forgot to text me. Bro. So I'm gonna go up in here anyway, just in case. I get up there, go inside.
Fuck you. I'm doing like, yep.
I'm the only one in there. But I got in there. I was like, yeah, she forgot to text me because ain't nobody did the inventory. I'm the only one I know how to do the inventory besides her. So if she didn't do it, that means I'm supposed to be here. She just forgot to text me. So we already started off wrong because I ain't getting no message. What if I would just stay in the bed? Didn't even come. And then, so, you know what I'm saying? First of all, where is that? People been getting on my nerves all day. First of all, niggas don't know how to give or receive money. If you in a fucking drive-thru and you giving out money or receiving money, if it's bills, it don't matter how you give it or receive it. But if it's change or change with bills, you got to give it a certain way so that it don't fall. So if you receiving a coin, like you receiving some change, you got to go underhand, bro. Here's your hand, under, and then they're going to put it in your hand so it's not falling. If somebody giving you out some change, bro, why would you go like this? Why do people do that? First of all, it's more likely that it can fall, and then you touching my fingers in an awkward way that make me feel uncomfortable. I don't need nobody rubbing my fingers, bro. Like, especially if it's a nigga, what you rubbing my fingers, bro? Bro, what you touching me for? You like that? Keep that corona to yourself. Nah, underhand. Overhand, you receive it just like that. Put it in your palm. That way, it don't fall. You feel me?
What if somebody didn't do that, bro?
A lot of people didn't do that, bro. I had people rubbing my fingers. I didn't have people. I'm giving it. They, you know what I'm saying? They dropping stuff. I had people giving it to me. I'm trying to go overhand. Like they just fucking up. Like. You just fucking up, bro.
Hey, that's why you gotta be like this. Hey, just give it to me, bro.
Exactly, because if I'm like this,
it's just straight out the bag.
If I'm like this, you should just you gotta. You
don't press be no dumbass. Look,
then I can close. It's secure.
You know how to put it
it's
in
secure.
There.
It's secure, bro.
That man,
bro.
Nasty, you know what I'm saying?
So we already had that people fucking up that all day. Then you know what I'm saying. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be the winter. It's starting to cool off. So this is a seasonal business. Shout out. So when it cool off, it's slow down. So it's slowing down. I'm in there by myself, no help. So when it slow down, you know what I'm saying? I can handle it by myself because it's slowing down. So all of a sudden, people coming. They coming. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is, bro. It's the first of the month. These broke-ass niggas then got their little check, burned a hole in their fucking pocket. They want to come get some fucking snowballs. Y'all ain't usually coming. Why the fuck y'all up here now? I ain't got time for that shit, bro. Motherfucker got motherfucking tech on first one come get them down. So now that's two strikes, bro. They're getting on my nerve, bro. Man, people want to talk to me, bro. Why you talking to me, bro? I don't know. Talking about come up there. Oh, it ain't making no better because my mom was selling Avon outside. So they coming up, people pulling up. Oh, that's your mom back there. Da 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 da. Like, bro, stop talking to me. Oh, this so and so, you remember me? No, I don't remember you. I don't know you. Get the fuck out of my face. Bro, no, like I'm not trying to talk to you people.
You ain't saying it that way.
Motherfucker. I didn't, but I'll be thinking this shit. I be thinking this shit, bro. Then,
that boy bro, savage if he said this.
Get the fuck out of my face.
That's why I tell you, bro, you gotta own your own business. You know what I'm saying? When you in somebody else's business, certain rules and regulations you gotta follow. If it was my own business, I'm turning up, I'm cussing people out. Boy.
I'm gonna take my service this world, bro. That's what they're gonna say.
That's exactly what that's exactly. Take it. Bye. I don't miss you. I promise I don't. So then it was this gay nigga came up here, bro, with some fingernails, bro. This man talking about you so-and-so son. I'm like, yeah. So he like, oh, I love her, da da da. That's my girl, whatever. I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. Like, go ahead, order, bro. I don't want to talk to you about my mama. I'm at work. I don't want to talk to you about how much we both love my mama, bro. Like, get out of my face, bro. So this nigga ordered some fucking two cheese nachos with some peppers and a large snowball, bro. So I fixed this nigga shit. And then here come motherfucking monkey see, monkey do. This man pull off. This bitch come up here talking about, oh, I don't want to be all up in your business. Bro, anybody that say I don't want to be in your business, they want to be in your business. I don't want to be all in your business, but he, she, whatever it was, what did they get? I'm like, he got some two cheese nachos, peppers. She's like, oh, it looked like some food. Like, man, some food and some nachos, man. You a hungry ass. Go to McDonald's or something, bro. Hungry ass. Fuck out my line. Oh, it looked good. What? How is that taste good? How much is it? So I'm telling her that shit, bro. So then I gotta fix her shit, bro. So it take like, bro, that shit go fast until people order nacho, bro. Like that shit irritating, bro.
And you don't want to fix nachos, bro.
Bro, the nacho, bro. I'm in there by myself. I'm in there by myself. So when I fix the nachos, it slow it down a lot, because you gotta get the chips and cheese and the chili, and you gotta warm all that shit up. Shit.
The shit ain't already warm, bro.
Bro, see, bro, what you gotta understand, bro, the cheese is warm, but they don't want it warm because these black folks, they gonna complain. It's gotta be hot. So it's already warm. But what you looking like that for? It can't be hot because the cheese gonna burn. You got it warm. Then when somebody asks for it, that's when you turn it up so it can get hot. You feel me? Yeah, so it's gonna take about like 4 or 5 minutes to make the nachos. You feel me? But anyway, yeah. So and then, bro, I'm already.
I'm gonna go up there and get some nachos, cuz. Man, you don't have to.
No other car, cuz that's the thing too, bro. It's like they got a radar, or like they be texting to like, let's meet up there, cuz they don't come one at a time. They come in like threes. It's like here come one, here come another one, here come another one, like. Bro, I just sat here for like 30 minutes. Nobody came. Now y'all want to come together. That's crazy. And then, bro, people be dumb too, bro. Like, don't come up here with no dumb shit. The motherfucking prices is in, like, we have like examples, like, so you can see how big it is and how much it costs. Bro, people come up there talking about, let me get that 175 cup, da 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 da. Tell me the flavors. Then they're like, how much is it? You just said 175 is 175, motherfucker.
That boy going through it, bro.
Bro, then this girl.
Nah, he tired of him.
Bro, all this shit all day. Then the girl came up in the motherfucking van, bro. She pulled up. She like, can you do me a favor? No. She like, can you do me a favor? I'm like, oh Lord, she finna ask for something for free. Oh, I'm finna, okay. And she got kids in the car. I'm like, I'm finna have to tell her to suck my dick in front of these kids. Cause that's what you get something for free.
Damn, put it on. What the fuck?
Hey, no, don't put that cap on. That's no cap on me. She asked me, I'm like, I suck my dick. No cap.
You put this shit.
But she ain't asked me that though. She like, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what? She like, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what? She's like, can you look at my car? Cause I just hit y'all pole. You just, what the fuck?
You finna pay for that bit.
Bro, yo, it's a bright ass orange pole right before you pull into the drive-thru. You can't miss it. It's orange, bro. And she hit that bitch. She like, is there paint on my car? Yes, bitch. Yes. Yeah, man. And so that's how my day went, bro. Whole bunch of bullshit, man.
He tired of him. You weren't fucking with a Jew?
And this nigga speaking on a waste of time, bro.
How was your day, Jew?
My day was...
Jew, go ahead and tell him about the experience with your seafood.
Hold on, bro.
The seafood, that one...
Enjoyed the story, right, bro?
Well, are you talking to me or are you talking to John?
I'm talking to John, bro. Be honest, John. Go ahead. Be honest, John. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
You enjoyed the story, bro? Was it mildly entertaining?
It was a waste of time.
Don't.
It was a waste of time.
So you gonna cap for Jew, bro?
Nail, did you enjoy the story, bro? Nail, did you enjoy the story, bro?
Huh?
Did you enjoy this? Yes or no?
Maybe the viewers enjoyed it, bro. You feel me?
Nail, answer the question, bro.
You feel me, bro? Durant is he on the podcast back, bro? You feel me?
So waste time, right?
Wow, niggas hating, bro.
Hey, okay. Fuck out of that, bro. You go ahead and tell them about your seafood experience.
Nail said the view was. You said what?
Go ahead and tell them about your seafood experience, man.
Seafood, man. Nobody wanna hear that shit, man. Hey, Nail. Literally. Nobody wanna hear that shit, man.
But that
wasn't where it was at. But it's cool. You know what I'm saying? You was ready to talk about that. I was gonna be doing it on secret farm.
Have y'all been
trying
to get the PS5 online lately? No.
Nah, nigga.
I'm gonna start soon, though.
I don't care about you, nigga.
You said what, John?
I'm gonna start soon, though. I'm finna get that bit, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to make sure. Go ahead, order. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss out on that opportunity.
Did you ever try on GameStop when your girl told you about it?
Yeah, bro. But they had us waiting in line, and then after we waited in line, we finally got.
You had to go in person?
No. Like a virtual line.
Oh.
But after we got done waiting in line, we go into the option to buy. It says product is sold out. So why have a line and it's the product is already sold out? That don't make no sense.
That's what you call a waste of time, bro.
Like that's what you were talking about earlier, bro. I need to talk about that toy for shit. Okay.
Hey. That nigga butt hurt, boy. Would you rather talk about Jordan or would you rather talk about the way somebody pay you some coins? Come on, bro. Like for real.
The way somebody passed me some coins, bro. No cap.
Like, come on, dog. But anywho.
What about Jordan?
We at 59, man. Which I got.
Especially
to say
since you said, bro.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Any closing remarks for anybody, man? Anybody need to say?
We should have talked about Muscle Bag, bro. But I don't agree.
We still gonna talk about Muscle Bag.
Oh, you want to talk about it, John?
No,
okay.
Man.
If you're watching this, you know who you are.
Y'all want me to say a prayer, bro?
Go on, send one up, bro. All
right. Dear Lord, we come before you humbly today as we make this podcast. We ask that you watch over us, Lord, and bless us, Lord. We ask that you bless Muscle Bass Dry Pussy, Lord. We ask that you bring some moisture to her vagina, Lord. As he continues to cap and pretend that her pussy is not dry, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah. All right, y'all. AMG out.
I know y'all.